You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. Matthew Leeds talking Philadelphia Phillies with MLB.com's Phillies beat reporter Todd Zalecki. Todd, what we sort of knew was coming was made official recently as Pete Maccannon was formally named as the manager of the 2016 Phillies. We kind of broke that down a lot, so I kind of wanted to get more into some of the other things that were talked about that day. And notably, one of the topics that you reported on was the hunt for a general manager. How's that coming? What's the latest on them searching for the right guy to be the general manager?
Yeah, Andy MacPhail said the other day that he has interviewed one candidate. He declined to name who that candidate is, but he says it is just in kind of the preliminary stages. He basically said it's going to begin in earnest pretty much after the season is over, and I'm not sure why that is, because but he did note, he said, listen, like, I understand there are a lot of teams out there actively interviewing multiple candidates right now for GM, but Andy doesn't seem concerned about it. He essentially said, listen, I think there's a lot of qualified people out there. There's a lot of talented people out there that could help us, so I don't feel like I need to step up my game. I don't feel like I need to rush through interviews and hire somebody within the next week or two or risk not being able to find a competent general manager. So he seems pretty certain that he'll be able to find a guy that he likes, but he is going to take his time with it. And I asked him, do you think it's a possibility you can still find somebody before the organizational meetings, which begin October 26th? He said, I think it's ambitious, but that does remain our goal. So we'll see if he actually can get it done by then.
We've talked some about what they might be looking for, and they've given some hints, but I would say not a whole lot, sort of talked in fairly vague terms. Do you get any more read as this goes along what they're looking for, just as far as a profile, as far as experience, as far as preferences, just that kind of thing? Do you get any more of a read as this goes along what they want in that person?
I still think it is going to be somebody on the younger side of things, a more analytical type of guy. You know, a lot of people have said, hey, Jim Henry worked for Andy with the Cubs, and, you know, so don't be surprised if he's a candidate. And he might become a candidate, and who knows? Maybe Andy MacPhail goes in that direction. But I guess I would be surprised if it went that way. I still feel like, based off of what Phillies owner John Middleton said, which was, I want you to hire the version of yourself in Minnesota when you were a young, modern-thinking up-and-comer. I want you to hire yourself, basically. I think that's the way Andy's going to lean. I wrote in June, Matt Klentak, the assistant GM of the Angels, a lot of people, even at that time, were saying, if Andy does come aboard, look out for Matt Klentak, because he's a young guy that Andy hired when Andy was with the Orioles. They remain close. He kind of fits that mold. And so if I had to throw just a name out there, I think he'd be a guy that some people should keep an eye on.
Putting aside the sort of analytics, stat scouting thing, a name like Henry seems really strange to me for this reason. I'm curious what you think about this. This is a structure where we seem to be seeing more and more, where you have this president of baseball operations. I don't think that's McPhail's title, but where essentially you have this a senior baseball person, and then you hire a GM under that person. And it just seems to me that if you're talking about somebody like Jim Henry or Dan Duquette or any of those kind of guys who have been a GM, who have had that. They're probably not going to want to work in that kind of scenario. Not that MacPhail is a bad guy to work for by any means, but it just seems to me that by the very nature of the structure, you are probably hiring somebody with less experience, somebody who is going to be willing to defer at times and sort of not be the clear number one but part of a group. I mean, do you think that's an accurate read?
I absolutely think that's an accurate read. Now, you know, that question was asked at the news conference when they announced that Ruben Amaro wasn't coming back. And Andy said, listen, I understand that this is kind of how things work. But he's like, I do give my GM a lot of leeway, a lot of autonomy to kind of do what he wants. And that might be true. But when it comes down to it, the guy that's giving the thumbs up or the thumbs down to free agent signings, significant trades, hiring, firing of of managers and whatnot. It's going to be Andy McPhail, no matter how they slice and dice it. You know, Pat Gillick this year as Philly's president, he kept saying, like, listen, Ruben is totally making the call on everything. It's ultimately Ruben's decision. He's the general manager. But that wasn't true. You know, it was Pat Gillick, again, is kind of like the emperor. Remember Gladiator? He was going thumbs up, thumbs down, yay, nay to a trade. And that's what Andy McPhail is going to be. So he's going to kind of oversee everything. He says he's going to give his GM some leeway. And I think what that means is, you know, he's going to let him work as much as, you know, he's going to let him kind of do a lot of things that he wants to do. He's going to let him think how he wants to think. But in the end, you know, Andy's going to be that guy. And that's why I think a guy like a Henry doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense, or Duquette, or somebody along those lines.
And that ties into another question I had, and it's actually something I kind of ran out of time before asking last week, which is, so the manager is in place, and everything we've heard is that for at least a year, there's really not going to be much change at all in the baseball operations staff, that whole department is basically safe. I mean, look, things can change. Somebody can say, hey, I need to make this change. But it looks like whoever comes into this job is not going to get a whole lot of hires, if any. It's kind of an unusual situation, and with admitting, given that probably somebody's not going to turn down the job of general manager of the Phillies, because as we've talked about,
right,
it is potentially an outstanding job. Is there any concern that it might be difficult to bring somebody in when you're telling them, well, look, you're a guy, but sorry, you're really not going to get any hires for at least a year?
You know, Andy was actually, he addressed that question the other day, and kind of exactly what you said is what he said, which is this. I don't think anybody's going to turn down this job because he can't hire his manager or maybe bring his own assistant GM immediately. And so he doesn't seem to be concerned about that possibility at all. Like, you know, say Matt Klentak, for example, say he wants to hire Matt Klentak. He doesn't seem concerned that Matt's going to go, oh, you know what? This is going to be, you guys are going to spend a ton of money. You have a really good farm system. I know how you operate. I want to be a GM, but you know what? I got to have my own guys in here immediately. I'm just going to wait for another opportunity down the road. So in his mind, the job is attractive enough where even a good candidate is going to say, okay, you know what? I understand the thinking here. And I'll see what we've got with the Phillies that first year, and then if I need to make changes, I know that I'm able to make changes a year from now.
Watch this smooth segue. One decision that the new GM will have is what to do about Ryan Howard. It continues coming up. Look, we've been talking about trading Ryan Howard for as long as we've been doing this, but it becomes clearer and clearer, and I think we talked about Howard's role diminishing. It is clear and clear that they would love to move him if that came up. Do you see any sort of possibility that finally gets done this winter as it becomes, again, more abundantly clear that Ryan Howard's role in this club is just not going to be that big?
Yeah, you know, I really think they would love to find a way to do that. And I think going into this season, a lot of people said, well, could you release him? Could you release him? And to be honest, that was an idea they had kicked around the July 2014 trade deadline. They internally said, you know, could we release him in the offseason? What do you think about it? And the answer ended up being no, we're not going to release a guy that's owed $60 million, especially when we don't have a legitimate first base prospect to play first base. But now he's owed $35 million, which is still a ton of money. But I think it wouldn't be so far-fetched this offseason maybe as it would have been last offseason to just flat-out release the guy. Now, that said, I think they would like to trade him if possible, but as I wrote the other day, they pretty much tried to trade him, telling teams, listen, we will eat almost all of the rest of his contract, and they didn't really get any nibbles at all. Like, they just could not find teams that were interested in him. And I think that's because they look at his production. It's definitely down. I looked up his OPS against left-handers. It's 418, and it is the ninth lowest OPS among hitters that has had 100 plate appearances in the season against left-handers in the last 20 years, the ninth lowest OPS against lefties in the last 20 years. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable. So he's essentially a DH platoon player. And so I guess you understand another team going, you know, all right, even if you're going to pay $33 to $35 million, I don't even know if I want to pay him $2 million. But maybe that changes in the offseason. His numbers against right-handed pitching is actually not too bad. He's got an OPS of around 805, 808. And I think if I'm an American League team and I need a little pop, $2 million for Ryan Howard to be my DH, hit six in the lineup, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But I'm really not sure what's going to happen. But, yeah, I think they're definitely motivated to really kind of move on from this.
All right. Well, Todd Zielecki, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.